I hit a home run in my game today. I wouldn't have made it home if I didn't listen to my coach, though.
Good thing you did. You can't see if you need to stay on base or run to home plate. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I hope that you're having a great day, too. My name is Zach. Let me ask you, have you ever played baseball or softball? If so, then you know how important it is to listen to your coach. He or she might tell you to stay on the bag or to run to the next base, depending on what's happening in the field where you usually can't see. In the same way, you have to listen to God, who is your heavenly coach. Even Jesus did what God asked him to do. In John 14:31, he said, "I am doing what the Father told me to do, so the world may know I love the Father." Now for our story, Baseball Lessons Part 2. "Hey, August," Dad said at dinner, "remember that home run you hit in the baseball game today?" "Of course," August grinned. "I practically blasted that ball right out of the park." "It was quite a hit, all right," said Dad. "When you reached third base, it looked like you would have just enough time to beat the ball to home plate, and Coach Tim motioned for you to keep going. I wondered if you would slow down and look around to see where the ball was and then decide for yourself whether to go on or stay at third." "I wanted to look, but Coach Tim is always telling us that we have to trust him and just follow his directions, so I ran for it." "And that's a good thing you did. Taking time to look around would have cost you a run," said Dad. Now, who would like to compare that to living the Christian life? August and Riker looked at each other. "It's like you said before," August answered. "We need to listen to God." Dad smiled. "Right. But this time it goes a little farther. Sometimes there's something we know God wants us to do, but we hesitate. We may feel the Holy Spirit urging us to do something at a particular moment, like show someone kindness or speak up about something that's wrong, but we don't trust him enough to immediately obey him. We want to wait and decide for ourselves whether or not to do it." "But if August had done that in the game today, he wouldn't have made it home," Riker pointed out. "Right," said Dad. "And if we don't obey God right away, by the time we make the decision, we may have missed the Lord's timing. We need to obey God as soon as we know he wants us to do something, even though it may feel hard or scary. We have the Holy Spirit in us to give us strength so that we can display his goodness and love in everything we do." "So is God telling you to use my home run as another example in your Sunday school class tomorrow?" asked August. Dad thought about it a moment. "You know, I think he is," he smiled. "Maybe he'll use it to show someone else how important it is to trust and follow Jesus." So, how about you? Are there times when you know the Lord wants you to do something, but you hesitate to obey? Perhaps you know he wants you to speak to someone about Jesus, be kind to a new student, or help someone with a task. When you know he's prompting you to do something, don't hesitate. Obey him immediately so you can point others to his goodness and love. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 31.
"I am doing what the Father told me to do, so the world may know I love the Father."
And our key thought today, obey God immediately. I hope you've joined the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, because we've just added another way for you to win prizes this summer. It's the Word with Zach Treasure Hunt, and you could win a Pirate's Treasure Chest in June, July, and August. Each week, follow the clues to find treasures from God's Word hidden in the Keys for Kids print and audio devotions. Join the treasure hunt and find the clues with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap Treasure Hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.